This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. Before we begin, a very exciting announcement. We're actually starting a new program. Maybe some of you have seen about it. And I think especially for those who participate in the Shir, I think you're very good candidates for this program. It's called Chavar de Hilchasa. Basically, we're going to be learning Yaradeya. It's once a week. It's a serious Shir for an hour. And in 1 year, we cover the Halachas of Basar B'Chalav. It's a very serious program in the sense that very well-prepared shiurim. The structure and the curriculum is very thorough. We're not going to read every shach and taz inside, but you're going to be getting the main halacha and lamdas from Yaradeya Basar B'Chalav. It's geared for working people. There are tests, and you get a certain status, which we're calling Chavar de Hilchasa. Baruch Hashem, just yesterday, we got our final Haskama. So we have Haskamas from Rabbi Elia Brudny, Rabbi Noach Isaac Obam, and Rabbi Shalom Kamenetsky. And it's a very strong Olam that are joining. So if you're, I would humbly suggest that the guys in the Shir consider this program. And I think you'll enjoy it and really get a lot out of it. Okay, so we're continuing Siman Tzadichas. We read the Mechaber in the beginning of Siman Tzadichas, that someone who davens, they should be mechabin in their heart the Perush Hamilois, and one should think as if the Shechina is opposite you and remove all distracting thoughts until your thoughts and Kavana are pure. Think as if you're speaking before a king of flesh and blood. What would you do? You would arrange your words, you would intend, you would ensure that you would prepare before so that you don't stumble. Kavachomer before the King of all kings, that Hashem probes your thoughts. And this is what the Chasidim and Anshei Maisa would do. They would go into seclusion and they were mechavein in their tefillah until they reached a level where they were completely removed from any connection to the physicality with the Hisgabrus of Koyach HaSeichel, until they reach Karov Linavua. It's interesting, the Mechaber uses the expression, they were be misboided. Many of you know that hisboididus is something which is emphasized in Breslov. But it is interesting to note that the Sefer Charedim, one of the Kadmoinim, he brings that there are certain things that a person could do which are a segula, to be mechaper, all of one's avoinois, hisboididus. Going into seclusion in thought is one of those things that actually brings kapara for all of one's avoinos. The Mechaber continues that one should think about thoughts that subdue the heart and are mechavin and direct your heart to Aviv Shabbat Shemayim, and don't think about anything that is kalos roish. Says Mishnah Berurah, Perush Hamilos. Va'al yechavin adam b'shemos v'yichudim. One should not think about various names and unifications of God. Rakispal kibshutai, just daven simply lahavin hadvarim bekavanas halev, to understand the matter with kavana. Imloy mishu ba besayd Hashem, unless somebody who has entered the realm of the secrets of God, riyadel chavin be beliba ureusa udechilu, and he is able to mechavin in his heart with love and with fear. Dilav hachi, otherwise chas v'sham mekalkel b'zeharbe, it could cause destruction. Ayin magen avram b'shem azar. U'betshuvas rashal simen tzadichas kasa ba'orech. There's tshuva the marshal in simen tzadichas. He writes at length, v'heyed al harash. He testifies on the rash. Who's the rash?
Rabbeinu Shimshon.
Who's that? I don't have it spelled out. Rabbeinu Shimshon? Maybe Rabbeinu Shimshon Mikinoin? An early Mekubal? Is it Rav Shimshon of Ashtapol? I think the Marshal was earlier than 1648. I'm not sure. Kabbalah. He said that after he learned the secrets of Kabbalah, Shumaspalal Ketinoik Ben Yoimai, that he would daven like a child a day old. Meaning, the fact that he learned the secrets of Kabbalah did not make his tefillah focused on the Kabbalistic aspects. Instead, he just had in mind the simple meaning of the words. Pnei Yeshua writes in his commentary to Shas that these above-mentioned kavanos, that imagine the Shekhinah is opposite from you, and like you'd be speaking before Melech Basar Vadam, you can't think during Shemoneh Esrei, but before the Shemoneh Esrei. During the davening, you to be mechamed for the meaning of the words, ayin sham. So therefore, later on, the Mishnah Berurah says it is correct to learn the perush of the words of all the tefillah, and at least the bracha of avos and of moedim, which definitely you need to know the meaning. The Yisoid Visharish HaAvoda says it is worthy for a person to learn Simin Tzadi Ches and Shulchan Aruch at least once a week. At least once a week, you should learn Simon Tzadi Ches to be ma'orer your heart, to have kavana. Because everything mentioned here is Medina de Gemara. So Baruch Hashem, this week we were Mekayim, the Yisoid V'Sharei Shavoida. Okay, and hopefully next week you could take a look also. By the way, it's very interesting, because Simon Tzadi Ches, you only have to learn once a week, but Sifrei Musar, you have to learn once a day. So as important as this is, it's even more important to learn Sifrei Musar. By the way, many people in Elul, they go to hear the Shofar, but they don't even know what the Shofar is telling them. The Shofar says, learn Musar. So if you hear the sound of the Shofar, and you don't learn Musar, then it's equal to somebody who went to Shul and went like that when the Shofar was blowing. So you have two options, you have three options. You could put your fingers in your ears. You could not show up. Both of those are equal. Also, you could not learn Musar. That's also, although those three are the same. Either not going to Shul, putting your fingers in your ears during Tkiyat Shofar, or not learning Musar. All of those three. Or, you could actually open up a Sefer of Musar for 5 minutes. At least then you know you have heard the sound of the Shofar. Okay, weiter. Sivkata Nyirbeis. Yishtaik. Yishtaik. What does that mean? If a bad thought enters your mind during Shemayna Esrei, you should remain silent, meaning pause. With a Sefer Hagan Kosav, and the Sefer Hagan, he writes, Levata Machshava Ra B'Shas Tatfila, to be Mevatel, a bad thought during davening, Yoymer Gimel Pa'amim, PPP. Say three times, PPP. It works like a charm. Okay, now, Vahu Rashi Tevois Palti Yosef. These are Rashi Tevois Palti and Yosef. Dehem Hisgabru Al Yetzer Libam. They were Mizgaber over the inclination of their hearts. Vichede Isibus and Hejendav Yotes Amid Beis. Viachekach Yorek Gimel Pamim. Then you spit three times. You were wondering. I know you were wondering in Simen Sadi Zion. Why is there so much spitting going on during Shemoneh Esrei? So now you know, whenever you have a bad thought, you say P, 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 and you split three times. P is Palti and Yosef. By the way, now, V'lo Yarek Lagamri, don't spit, you know, completely. And as you know, you don't spit in front of you. You spit behind you. Rak B'derech Nachas, you spit nicely. You have to spit nicely. V'haloshente Ben Svasayim, you position your tongue between your lips, b'shas harakika, at the time of spitting, u'bevadai telech hamachshava. But v'kosah ha'amagin Avram, as the Magen Avram writes on this, v'ein nira li lasay sabatech tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, it would not seem to me to do this during Shemoneh Esrei, to have a hefsek, because it's a hefsek. U'mi yoideya im refua bedukahi. Who knows if it is a tried and proven refua? By the way, in the Sefer Shame, oh, I forgot the name. There's a Sefer from one of the Gedolim who were killed in the Holocaust, Rav Shame Klingsbald, who says that the secret of this segula of PPP is that there are three parshias in the world in the row that have the word P in it. They are Chukas, the P Haber, Balak, Koirach, the piha aretz, Chukas, the piha be'er, Balak, the piha asain. That's where this emanates from. In any way, Uvasefer Elya Rabba Hivi Bishem Kitzer Shla Vizalashane. The Elya Rabba brings from the Kitzer Shla. Segula Lahaver Machshevas Chutz. A segula to remove improper thought. Shekoidim Tfila Yaver Gimel Pamim Yad Yamina Yamitzchay. Before davening, you should put your hand, your right hand on your forehead. V'yoymer b'chol pam, and you say every time, Lev tahar berali Elohim, v'ruach nachayin chadesh b'chirbi. A pure heart, create for me, God, and a correct spirit, renew within me. Now, the Dershu says that another segula, the Nefesh HaChaim writes, Sharbeis Perk Yud Gimel, that when you say each word of tefillah, you should picture that word with its letters in its image and be mechavin to add to it koyach hakedusha. So in other words, as you're saying the word Baruch, you envision in your mind the word Baruch and so forth. So now, all of these thoughts, the Magen Avram said, don't do it during Shemana Esrei, it's a hefsek. L'chayra, this also should be before tefillah. Likewise, if a external thought comes to you during davening, yishtoik ma'at, you should be silent. You should pause a little. V'yaver yimina, let's go put your right hand on your forehead. V'yahar pasuk hanal, and you should contemplate the above mentioned pasuk ad kan l'shaynai. Now I'm wondering, there's another well-known segula to remove machshavos zarais that comes from the Shla Kadosh, and that is Eish Tamid Tukad Bekirbi Loi Sichbe. Eish Tamid Tukad Tukad Al Hamizbeach Loi Sichbe. Eish Tamid Tukad Al Hamizbeach Loi Sichbe. The Shla Kadosh says it's a segula to remove the machshavos zarais. I saw it recently in Teferes Shimshon, or Rav Shimshon Pinkus, who's Masbir, that the way these segulos work is, number one, you're saying a pasuk. A pasuk is Torah. Torah is Megan. Number two, the meaning of the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about the carbon oila. Eish tamid tukad al mezbeach loy sichbe. Eish tamid tukad al mezbeach loy sichbe is about that the mizbeach should always have a carbon oila on it. The oila is mechaper for machshavei zarais. So therefore that pasuk is designated for machshavei zarais. So we're learning simen tzadik ches. Simen tzadik ches means tzach, pure. And this simen keeps our minds pure to ensure that our thoughts are with purity. Okay, one more mishnah berurah. Banav haktanim bishla. In the Shalkari Tigar Alam Avim Yulad Mesignesis, he goes to town on those who bring children to Shul. Va'ainu Ketanim Sha'adayin Lahigil Chinuch. These are children that have not reached the age of Chinuch. What age has a child reached Chinuch? Something like 35. No, just joking. But the age of Chinuch means like this. If you have to shush, if you have to stick a lollipop in the kid's mouth, he shouldn't be in Shul. If you have to plug him up, you know, plug him up with deadly chemicals just to keep him in shul, then he shouldn't be there. Mitam ki ayladim esachkim. The kids play merakim esakneset. They dance. Umachalim kedushas esakneset. They defile the kedusha. V'gam mevablam das hamispalim. They confuse the mispalim. V'oid gam ki yaskinu. You say, what do you mean chinuch? Yeah, exactly. You're mechanech them not to daven. You're mechanech them now. You give them a lollipop. So when they become 15, they have to go out to a kiddush. So therefore, even when they get older, they will not turn away from their bad custom. They're already trained to act like a meshugana in the shul. When they reach the age of chinuch, just the opposite. He should bring him with you to the shul. So the age of chinuch is usually 6 or 7. But it's the age that a kid could sit and daven. the kid can't sit in daven, he doesn't belong in the shul. V'ilamadeo orches chayim, and you teach him the path of life, leishev ve'im ovira, to sit in reverence, v'lo yanichen olazuz mekoymai, and you don't let him move from his spot. V'yizarzeo, and you encourage him lanois amen, v'kadish, u'kedusha, ayin sham besoif inyanei tefila, u'kriyas ha'tayra. Vain betan vel yo khalak al pege gima goido an shesh la avshe maniach es benoy la anois dvarm shel hevel vetivzes gnesas. Look in tan vel yo the punishment of a father that allows his kid to fool around in the shul. So I think like this. If a kid is able to stay in shul for 10 minutes, let him come for 10 minutes and sit quietly. When he's able to sit for a half hour, let him come and sit for a half hour quietly. And then when he's able to sit for an hour, then let him sit for an hour. He should go home. So you say your wife wants to sleep. You have the whole week, okay? Instead of letting her sleep an extra hour on Shabbos, let her sleep 2 extra hours in the afternoon. Shabbos, shul is not a babysitting time. It's not a service. Now, it's very interesting that... kissing children in shul. Could you kiss a child in shul? An older son, the Oirach Neman, says you're not allowed to kiss. Meaning not only Ban of Ketanim, but even Ban of Gedolim. Reb Chaim Kievsky says no, it's only Ban of Ketanim you can't kiss. You could kiss Ban of Gedolim. Now, I once went into a shul and the rabbi kissed me, and I was wondering, I thought you're not allowed to kiss someone in shul. He said, you're only not allowed to kiss a child, which is true. You're only not allowed to kiss a child. And according to Reb Chaim Kansky, it's only a little child. Could you kiss the hands of your father or your rebbe? If that's the minhag, then you could. What? Because since you have, let's say, a chiba yisera for them, that you should not show in the shul. The Ramos says later on, Sim Kuf Chavdal Tzav Zayin, that you should teach your little children to answer Amen, because as soon as a kid answers Amen, he has a chilek in Olam Haba. Also, another thing to bring a child for is to kiss the Sefer Torah, to be mechanech them in mitzvahs. Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. I'll see everybody tomorrow. Okay, so we'll see everyone tomorrow. Hatzlach Rabba. Have a great day. Kol tov. Sorry, what?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.